Engaging, thorough, cutting edge with essential information, unbiased and unfiltered. When it comes to the issues in your community, WZND is here with detailed investigative pieces from the award-winning WZND news team. WZND's Bird's Eye View gives you in-depth information on the issues you need to know about. Recognized for excellence in long-form news by the Illinois Broadcasters Association, College Broadcasters Incorporated, and the Society of Professional Journalists, the Bird's Eye View starts now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Hello and welcome to the March edition of Bird's Eye View. We decided to take a look at the inner workings of the Bloomington local area. We'll be discussing the history of the area, humanitarian efforts, local art, staples of the community, as well as Illinois State University and economics. All this and more throughout the show. I'm the producer of today's show, Gavin Broderick.
I'm co-host Maritza Navarro-Lopez.
And I'm your other co-host, Cameron Kelly.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing so great. I love learning more about my community and the place that I spend so much time in.
I'm also doing very well. I'm so happy to be here today, and I'm ready to dive into everything local in Bloomington Normal.
We have such a fun show for you that I'm just so excited to share with each and every one of you. So be sure to stay listening to 103.3 WZND.
The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Bird's Eye View. If you're just now tuning in, this month's show is about our home right here, the Bloomington Normal area.
For our first piece, we have some historical background to set up the rest of the show. Our very own Kaylee Sugimoto found some great information about our area.
I know it's summer, you were thinking, oh, history is so boring, but I promise this next piece has some really fun information and facts about the area. I think even people who've lived here for years will learn something, so here it is.
Bloomington Normal has a rich and prominent history that often goes unnoticed. Some of the most influential innovations in the U.S. today have originated locally. Jeff Woodard is the Director of Marketing and Community Relations within the McLean County Museum of History, and he shared some of his insight.
For example, the Henny Kilowatt electric car was built here in the late 50s. A lot of people don't know that. And then later on, Mitsubishi Motors auto plant operated here locally for over 25 years, beginning in the 1980s. And their only plant outside of Japan at the time was our Mitsubishi plant in Normal.
Even with major landmark ideas starting here in Bloomington Normal, Woodard believes that some of the most impactful ones are the most simple.
The more I think about it, you know, sometimes really overlooked, I think, are the built and natural environments that are unique to our community. For example, historic neighborhoods like Franklin Park, White's Place, to name a few, and 40 acres on the west side, and the architecture there in these communities.
From environmental to architectural standpoints, history shines everywhere in Bloomington Normal. But those are not the only things that make our local history unique. Woodard shares that one of the most unique things about the community is how the people realize the necessity of understanding history.
Simply put, it is who we are as a community and a society, right? And we need to understand our history. And history is not something static, but it's a constant state of evolving. And it requires reframing, particularly at this point in time. From time to time, we need to reframe and reshape history as we know it.
Woodard says that we are better prepared to deal with the realities of the present and later future only when we are aware of and recognize history. In this way, history does in fact repeat itself and is an ongoing cycle. I'm Kaylee Sugimoto for Bird's Eye View.
Maybe it's because I'm a history nerd, but I really loved that piece. My favorite part about that piece was the fact that the first Henny Kilowatt electric car was made here.
I also love that piece, and I'm also a history nerd. So I really think that it's insane that the only Mitsubishi plant outside of Japan for a few years was here. The history in our community is so rich, and I love that we're able to preserve neighborhoods and those architectures like Kaylee discussed.
One thing that was said about the plant was that it was around since the 1980s. You guys, the 1980s. I had no prior knowledge of how the Twin Cities has helped the production of Mitsubishi plants. It is cool to see how some of Mitsubishi was here, and now Rivian has taken over Bloomington Normal. We are standing on some historic grounds, y'all.
Yes, and the idea that the people in our community understand and respect the importance of our history is not the only thing that makes the Twin Cities unique. The community also pulls together in more than one ways. Humanity is defined as compassionate, sympathetic, or generous behavior or disposition. The Bloomington Normal community exudes compassion for each other through a number of organizations providing support for different areas of our community. One local organization gathers 100 voluntary women who raise $10,000 for nonprofits. The founder of 100 Women for Good, Bloomington Normal, Mary Elledge, says the parameters for funding is simple. It must have a local impact.
We want that money to stay within our local Bloomington Normal area. That money has to actually directly impact people within our community. So in other words, it can't be maybe gap funding that they need for an administrative position or capital improvements like landscaping or painting. We really want to understand what their local impact is. So as an example,
Elledge says the group not only donates to the community, but provides unique opportunities for its members.
Women working in all sorts of industries and professions, and an opportunity to meet each other, and as well as educate this group of women on the services that are available within Bloomington Normal, and help them understand that there is an underserved population within our community, and really wanted to bring that group of women together to help meet some of that need that some of our services, our nonprofit services, sometimes can't meet due to a lack of funding.
Another organization, Mid-Central Community Action, provides multiple resources for the community. MCCA runs a countering domestic program and shelter in McLean County and offers financial assistance to learn about budgeting. Senior relationship and resource developer Joey Keller at MCCA expands why it's important to provide these resources to Bloomington Normal.
Yeah, so the cool thing about our programs is you never know what kind of people they can be affected by. That's one of the really cool things that we've seen with our Financial Opportunity Center. You may be at State Farm making $100,000 a year, but you don't know how to budget, and you end up with a negative balance in your account at the end of the year. So we can help anybody out of usually any kind of situation that comes up.
Community members helping each other is no rarity in Bloomington Normal. It continues to grow through a number of initiatives. For Bird's Eye View and WZND, I'm Ritza Navar-Lopez. In that piece, I highlighted two organizations that do a lot for our community, but there were so many more I wish I could have included, but I simply would have ran out of time. Organizations range from different food pantries on and off campus to clothing stores running only off of donations, and many others filling a range of needs. It's truly so inspiring to watch the Bloomington Normal community band together to help each other.
A great man once said, "It's times like these you just learn to love again." That piece is just so wholesome with everything happening in the world. It's nice to know that there's some positivity going around.
And just last week, the 100 Women for Good organization chose the Milestones Early Learning Center in preschool as the winner of the March membership donation. The group tallied over $10,000 through donations to help fund the gap for families on daycare costs.
The interesting and relevant topics do not stop there. We have a lot more to learn and discuss after this break. You're listening to The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
The Bird's Eye View continues now, only on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back to The Bird's Eye View. If you're now just tuning in, this show is about our community right here in Bloomington Normal.
So far, we have discussed the rich history we have and the giving nature of our community. However, that only scratches the surface about what Blono is made of.
Art is something that I find just so interesting, from music to painting to film. And I think many people would be surprised to hear that Blono has a thriving art scene. Our very own Andrew Petrashevsky took a look into our local art scene.
College campuses and the towns surrounding these campuses are often renowned for their art scene and emphasis on the arts. Illinois State University and Bloomington Normal have had their own small scene for years now, but just recently, that scene has been growing immensely. Chris Rieger, a student at Illinois State University, shares how the music aspect of the art scene has grown in just the past few months.
COVID kind of put like a huge wrench, obviously, in all of it. But yeah, I think there's definitely like It's really cool to see how much the scene is growing now.
Rieger is in his senior year here at ISU, and he's noticed in just the past few months how the community of Bloomington Normal has welcomed in and prospered the growth of bands like Rippletide and more.
So I feel like there were a handful of bands when I came to ISU in 2018, but I feel like lately there's just been a ton of spark of bands in the Bloomington Normal area.
Angel Ambrose has been a member of the Bloomington Normal art scene for over 30 years now, and she has watched the scene grow into what it is today every step of the way.
Well, I think we have an extremely healthy art scene in Bloomington Normal. I don't know what other places per capita artists are, but I believe that Bloomington Normal is really truly a creative well. I also believe that that is even not just the visual arts and musically, but even creatively in our, you know, corporate world. So we do have a robust group of artists in Bloomington and in Normal.
Ambrose is part of a group of artists that help put on events like First Friday and Slow Art Day in the Bloomington Normal area, which are intended to promote artists and reel in aspiring new ones.
The city of Bloomington, they have been actively promoting First Fridays. So they have been doing what they can do to get the word out too. And then within that and under that, the group of artists have been promoting their our fine art themes, our art-related themes within that.
Despite being from two different sides of the art scene here in Bloomington Normal, Rieger and Ambrose both share similar views on how their art makes them feel and how that art can benefit the community.
It's really just inspiring as, like, you know, musician and, like, concert goer and, you know, music fan, because it's just like, you know, there are people doing this right here in Bloomington Normal that are kind of feel similarly or as passionate and enthusiastic about, like, the same types of things.
I feel encouraged and I feel hopeful. We have much more of a cohesive group and organization, you know, and for a group of artists, that's really good.
That was Andrew Petrushevsky from the news team. And honestly, I loved hearing a young and mature perspective about the art scene in our area. To hear from someone who has been here for 30 years and held a hand in bringing awareness to artists in the community is amazing. And I loved hearing about how Bloomington helps promote the art scene through First Fridays.
Our next piece was a bit of a collaborative effort. Our very own Max Martin did all the legwork for it, but was unable to complete it. So the legendary Cameron Kelly decided to help us out.
Thank you, Gavin. I enjoyed helping out Max. He's always so willing to help our news and sports team. Max talked with some local people that work closely with small businesses and local shop owners. Let's hear a little bit about how some local shops are staples in the community.
There are some things that just make sense. In the Twin Cities, small businesses are the backbone of the community. Illinois Small Business Development Center at Illinois Wesleyan University Executive Director Karen Busoni explains the benefits of buying from small corporations.
$68 of that is retained here locally. And I think that's an important statistic to understand, because when we spend $100 and purchase something through Corporate America online or through a corporation that's here in town, only $43.
Busoni goes into detail about how small businesses found new ways to connect with their customers during the pandemic.
They have online presence now. There was not as much online presence pre-pandemic. Now there is in small business, because they had to learn how to develop those relationships, continue those relationships with customers, and do that online. It was a tough transition.
One in particular has pink, blue, and a groovy font that attracts people passing by. Griffin Burns from Mother Murphy's gives a little bit of background on the shop.
It's been around here since 1968, man. So actually, we've been up in this building since 1970. It started back in 68 by Betty and Charlotte Radka, and then in the 90s was taken over by Mike and Becky Williams, and we've been here ever since, man.
Burns goes on to explain that local staples in Bloomington Normal usually collab with others around the area.
We're the oldest retail shop in Uptown Normal. I think it's the culture that this place has brought to town. We work with a lot of really cool and interesting people, So we work with a lot of artists, artisans, jewelry makers, incense makers, like just anyone you could possibly think of that has any sort of creative side of them.
Sometimes you don't have to travel to find items signed, sealed, and delivered with love.
It's the lifeblood of any community. You know, when you shop small, you're not just, you're participating, first of all, in like your neighbor's livelihood. Yep. You know, you're supporting people around you, and you end up finding, first of all, like way better stuff, typically speaking. Like, things are more highly curated. People put a lot of love and time into the stuff that they put out for you.
Mother Murphy's is one of the many staples in Bloomington Normal that attract locals and visitors. For WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Cameron Kelly.
One thing I loved about making this piece was hearing how Griffin Burns knew the deep history of Mother Murphy's and talked about his love for the community collabing together. I also loved how Karen Busoni explained how much money the community gets back for shopping locally.
I loved the insight into the benefits of buying locally. During the pandemic, we would hear support local businesses, but here we got to see how much it really stimulates the local area. It helps with things like fixing the roads, funds local emergency services, and makes the area we all live in just better.
There are so many places in Bloomington Normal with rich history. Off the top of my head, I know Luca Grill in downtown Bloomington has been around since 1936, or the Normal Theater in Uptown that opened just a year later in 1937. It's amazing the things you can learn about your favorite places in town with just a little bit of digging. But for now, we'll be right back with insights into how Illinois State University impacts the surrounding area and what the economy looks like here after this short break. You're listening to The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND.
The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND Fused Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Bird's Eye View on 103.3 WZND. If you are just tuning in, we are focusing this month's show on Bloomington Normal. So far, we have discussed the history, the humanity, arts and music, and staples that keep the community going.
Yes, but all of those things aside, we cannot forget the impact Illinois State University has here. It brings in at least 20,000 students during a regular school year, so there must be some effects during that time.
Our very own Eric Schweizer talked with the 20th president of Illinois State University and Mayor Mboka Milwambwe about how Illinois State University affects the community. Let's take a look.
Bloomington Normal is predominantly known to be a college town, as Illinois State is intertwined into the middle of the community. ISU President Terry Goss Kinsey spoke on the unique relationship between the university and both communities.
There's something, you know, this idea of town-gown relationships. It's not always so good. And what's kind of unique, I think, about Bloomington Normal is the Bloomington and the Normal. Bloomington is a slightly different relationship with the university. That's a lot of corporate partnerships. So we're a college town in Normal, yet we've got a bigger city that we're so intimately attached to. It gives us both kinds of opportunities, and I think that's a bit unique.
President Kinsey spoke not only about the impact students have on the community, but also the impact the community has on the students.
So I think that the pandemic has shown us just how much our community is intertwined with what happens at Illinois State. So think about community service work. When I toured the Boys and Girls Club in Bloomington, they were so appreciative of our students that work there, many of whom are in education. So our students are getting this amazing experience of working with young people. And our Boys and Girls Club is getting really high quality talent and role models for their students.
Bloomington Mayor Mboka Milwambwe talks about the importance of education that Illinois State and other schools in the area bring to the community.
But we also wanted our kids to grow up in an environment where education was valued. And I think a large part of that is, you know, you can attribute to not only the local schools, but also the university. So university, you know, and you also have Illinois Wesleyan, let's not forget, in Bloomington. So you also have Heartland Community College, of course, and also Lincoln College. So having an environment where education is part of everyday life, and especially higher education being part of everyday life, makes it such that people are always discussing higher education.
Lastly, Mayor Milwambwe emphasized the financial impact that Illinois State brings to both cities.
You know, I think in 2015, there was a study by the Stevenson Center that estimated that the financial impact of the university on both communities in the Twin City was evaluated at about $830 or $840 million or so. So it's pretty significant. And we're thankful for having the university in this in our community.
For WZND and the Bird's Eye View team, I'm Eric Schweizer.
This whole show, we've sort of been talking about Bloomington Normal as if they aren't separate, but that's not the case. In this piece, I liked how we saw both of you from Bloomington as well as Normal instead of both at the same time.
And I loved how President Kinsey highlighted how the community has impacted the students at ISU. It's easy to say how ISU has impacted the area around us, but it provides so much for us. So many people have found their first opportunities through internships, jobs, or connections here, and truly, we just kickstart our lives.
And Eric talked to two people who have huge impacts on the community, and their perspectives are very interesting. It is also cool to hear President Goss Kinsey talk about the business relationship that ISU has with Bloomington. Speaking of business, our very own Leo Stadaher talked with some local corporations in the area about the economic impacts of the community.
Rivian, State Farm, Illinois State University, and many more contribute to a diverse and vast economic community in Bloomington Normal. Patrick Hoban, CEO of the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council, explains that certain industries have always thrived in the Twin Cities.
So right now, like I said, manufacturing is really getting a big push just due to the lower cost of land, lower cost of electricity, central location, and we're being known for making things as we, you know, diversify our industry. We've always been known as an insurance town and finance. Education and hospitals will always be there as well.
But according to Hoban, there are still areas with room for improvement.
I think in order to move forward and make it more attractive, I think diversifying our retail options would be really important, because the new talent that is coming in and actually retaining student talent, I think, is going to revolve around having more local restaurants, more diversity in restaurants and retail, but also diversity in housing. So really pumping up the quality of life and quality of place, which is great right now for raising a family. I think if we can make it even better for some young professionals, that we're going to have a really bright future.
Bloomington Normal is also well known for being a college town. According to Hoban, having Illinois State and Illinois Wesleyan offers an attractive opportunity when recruiting your workforce.
When we sell our workforce, we actually use a labor shed of about 45 miles, so we can capture close to 1 million possible workers to be able to come in. And having ISU right in our backyard, you can find that with Wesleyan. You're looking at 24,000 college students. That's a really good beginning of a pipeline. So because of ISU, the continued investment in the area, the prospects signed on the dotted line and opened up shop here. And actually, just this afternoon, we had somebody over from overseas. Our office is in Uptown Normal, so to be able to show off the campus and all the activity, they like to see that, because economic development is really turning into a battle for workforce.
One of the most prosperous economic prospects in town is the Rivian manufacturing plant. While the pandemic negatively affected many industries, the Rivian plant provided a beacon of growth in the community. Rivian senior manager Zach Dietmeyer expands on this area.
Our employment grew from about 350 to 5,000 in the span of 2 years. So since March of 2020, we've seen that much growth. And in spite of the challenges that COVID presented, whether on the supply side or for construction, health and safety and security through that time frame, we've had to battle those like everyone else in the world. But it really does put a unique spin on it that we're launching three vehicle models that the world has never seen. And this is a really fun opportunity to see how something can be overcome on that side.
For Dietmeyer and Rivian, there are plenty of opportunities for growth within the area, including new ventures with ISU and Heartland Community College.
In the last year and a half, we've been adding as many as 200 new employees a week, and it's a very broad range of specialties there. And I think what we're going to see now moving forward, especially in Bloomington Normal, with the heavy presence of not only the higher education side, but really good schools overall, is more focus on developing a talent pool for the future, for generations to come out of this location. So we're already in the process of building out an electric vehicle academy in partnership with Heartland Community College. We're very excited about Illinois State's launch of the College of Engineering coming up in a few years. So there's a whole lot to keep an eye on as this continues to develop, not only for jobs and for vehicles coming out of the building, but I think overall for the possibility for new career paths that people maybe aren't even considering right now.
For WZND and Bird's Eye View, I'm Leo Stauder.
One thing that truly struck me about this piece is not only the success and prosperity we are already having economically with Rivian, State Farm, ISU, and the new Ferrero plant, but the economic prospects still in sight. I love that there is so much room for growth and collaboration all around with universities and programs in our community.
Yeah, I really love that we haven't peaked economically yet. It's nice to know that this place that we all love isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
And one thing that stuck out to me was hearing about the job increase from about 300 to 5,000. Bloomington Normal is a place of business and economic growth. It is so interesting to see that despite the pandemic, there are benefits that help the community still grow and give opportunities.
And with that, we've reached the end of today's Bird's Eye View. Throughout today's show, we discussed the local history of Bloomington Normal, humanitarian efforts, local art, staples of the community, ISU's effects, and the economics of the area. If you missed any part of today's show, head over to WZND.com to listen to the full show right after this. Be sure to tune back in next month for more in-depth coverage, as well as some guest voices, right here on the Bird's Eye View. This is 1033 WZND.
That's it for this month's edition of the Bird's Eye View. To hear this and other past episodes of the show, find the Bird's Eye View podcast on WZND.com or in the iTunes podcast store. And as always, for up-to-the-minute award-winning local news, sports, and weather, stay tuned to 1033 WZND Fused Radio.